The Simulation We Choose. Chapter 2. Simulation in Disguise. No one announces the arrival of a simulation. There's no grand unveiling, no switch flip to reveal a digital world. Instead, it seeps into life, quietly, seamlessly, until one day you realize you've crossed over without noticing. Every scroll through social media, every predictive search, every recommended for you notification is more than convenience. It's a gentle recalibration of reality. What once felt like a reflection of the world now feels like a lens, bending events, relationships, and perceptions to fit the shape of your preferences. But unlike the simulations of science fiction, this shift isn't absolute. We remain tethered to the physical world, at least for now. The two realities exist side by side, overlapping in subtle ways. We are already living part of our lives in simulations, we just don't call them that. Curated lives. The shift began with curation. At first, it was harmless, a tool for filtering out noise. Social media offered personalized feeds, search engines tailored results, and entertainment platforms knew what to cue next. It felt like progress. But as curation advanced, it evolved into something else, an architect of experience. Algorithms stopped just reflecting our choices, they began guiding them. Your worldview became narrower, shaped by content designed to confirm your existing beliefs. Your desires became predictable, refined by patterns extracted from your past interactions. Your relationships became curated, optimized by platforms that connected you to people who think, act, and consume like you. Little by little, your sense of the world splintered, morphing into a personalized simulation crafted to minimize discomfort and maximize engagement. You weren't rejecting reality. You were simply opting for a version that felt smoother, simpler. And that's the heart of the disguise. You don't recognize a simulation if it looks like an upgrade. Convenience as a Trojan horse. The path to simulated life is paved with convenience. It's the irresistible force that drives innovation. Apps that simplify, platforms that streamline, technologies that anticipate. Convenience is a soft lure, tugging at something fundamental in human nature. The desire to do less and feel more. Why bother with complexity when algorithms can navigate the mess for you? Why engage with conflicting ideas when curated spaces ensure you only see what aligns? At first, the trade-off seems fair. You gain time, efficiency, and satisfaction. But over time, what begins as assistance becomes dependence. The more the simulation removes friction from your life, the harder it becomes to function without it. The disappearance of friction. Friction, those awkward moments, failures, and frustrations, used to be part of growth. Struggle sharpens understanding. But in a curated reality, friction is engineered out. Simulations smooth the rough edges, sanding down life until it fits neatly into your preferences. Consider how news travels. Once, conflicting headlines demanded discernment. Now, your feed delivers exactly the stories that fit your narrative. Debate fades, nuance collapses, reality fragments into digestible, unchallenging pieces. This is not an accident. The absence of friction increases engagement. People stay longer in environments where discomfort is minimized, and simulated worlds thrive on retention. But without friction, what happens to resilience? If adversity disappears, does strength fade alongside it? The vanishing shared experience. One of the most striking symptoms of the emerging simulation is the erosion of shared reality. Two people can inhabit the same physical space, yet experience entirely different worlds through their devices. News feeds diverge, reflecting political leanings. Cultural moments fragment, becoming hyper-personalized, instead of universally felt. Simulations disguise themselves by tailoring reality at the individual level. The result is a society where agreement becomes rarer, and even the notion of objective truth feels elusive. Once, reality was something people encountered together. Now, it is something we assemble alone, piece by curated piece. Incremental immersion. If you wait for the day when simulated environments arrive fully formed, you'll miss it. Immersion isn't introduced in one sweeping moment. It happens incrementally. Augmented reality enhances what you see. AI companions replace casual human interactions. Virtual spaces creep into work, leisure, and relationships. Each layer deepens the simulation, but no single layer feels like an endpoint. Instead, they stack, until stepping outside of the simulation feels less rewarding than staying in. The shift isn't noticeable because you adjust along the way. One technology fades into the next, creating a seamless transition where reality isn't replaced but diluted. A willing descent. The truth is, simulations don't need to deceive. We willingly descend into them. They promise simplicity, safety, and a reality sculpted to fit individual preferences. Who wouldn't choose that over the uncertainty of the real world? But perhaps that's the most dangerous part. Simulations don't succeed because they lie. They succeed because they tell us exactly what we want to hear. The question isn't whether we'll enter these simulated worlds. We already have. The question is whether we'll recognize the simulation for what it is, or mistake it for reality.